Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Shut Up and Eat, presented by ChoicesToYou.com. Eat out without going out.
Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. This is Tom Voris with Choices to You, and I am proud to have the folks from Amici's here. We have Kevin, Jeremy, and Tristan. It's a family affair.
It is.
It's good morning. Kevin and his sons. How you doing, guys?
Excellent.
Wonderful.
Stuff.
Fantastic.
Good, good. This show lasts roughly about a half an hour, though, looking at the food that's sitting over there and as good as it looks, and knowing that Mr. Trey over there is already eyeballing it, it could be quicker. Well, you guys are, your address is technically Gainesville.
Correct.
Yes. And you are, for what it's worth, actually the furthest out currently restaurant that we work with. You know, which is great because that was where we want to head out to eventually is Gainesville. I stopped in there. You know, this is the first time I know we've all had a chance to put a face with a name. But I did stop in there and I got to tell you, the security's great. You know, as soon as they walked in, they go, can we help you? You know, I'm like, okay. But we were able to get together. Now I'm going to throw this out because we started right off the bat. What'd you do to your leg again?
I've had a couple Achilles surgeries here since okay. May 2nd. Right. Yeah, it's been a fun thing.
I thought it was just that way you got your sons to bring all the food in and you get to just walk in and make
it. It's just a way to catch a little sympathy. See, that's all it
there
is.
There you go. Why not? Right?
It
right.
works pretty well at the store, at the restaurant for sure.
There you go. Okay, so on that note, tell me about Amici's. I know it's family-owned, but I want to hear it from you.
Family-owned and run. I was in the restaurant business a long time ago. Chef, kitchen manager, restaurant manager, and once my kids were born and didn't see them very much. worked, you know, 80-hour weeks, you know, like we all do in the restaurant business. And decided that I couldn't do it anymore. So I went to work doing something else. And now I'm about 21 years in where I've been and decided I was ready to get back into a restaurant. So
and the kids were old enough now that you could bring their butts in and get to work.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And these guys, like, we're a foodie family, big time.
Cool. All right.
I mean, we do tons of cooking at my house. We have 3 pizza ovens. One of them is wood fired. We got fryers galore, smokers. So we do a lot of cooking and parties at my house.
What was that address again? Yeah.
It just so happens we all live fairly close to each other too. So it's easy to get together.
That's appropriate.
Together.
There you go. That's appropriate.
Family works and plays together, you know.
So, cool.
So we saw an ad in the paper that said restaurant for lease or purchase. And I'm like, what the heck? I wasn't really looking for anything, but caught my eye. I mean, we've always kind of, as a family, thought we'd open up a family restaurant. Mm-hmm. And me and my oldest son, Tristan, drove by there and liked the look of the place. And we were like, this could be cool. And I told him what the name of it was. And he said, he used to live in Athens, or they both used to live in Athens for a good while.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to go to Amici in Athens, go to trivia night. And he said the food's fantastic.
Now, was this the same? Was it the same? Part of the
correct.
Okay.
Yeah, there's 10 of them right now, but first two were Madison and Athens. So we just celebrated our 25th anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just opened up the first restaurant out of state. There's one in Clemson now, so they're all over the place, spread out.
Sweet. That's a good sign.
Yeah. So he told me about the food, and so we went and looked at the place, met with the owner of the company, and really liked what he had to say, and tried some food and met the people, and we decided this would be really cool, so so we jumped in with both feet.
That's cool.
It's fun. I mean, my wife helps out. My son Tristan is our Let's see, what did you call yourself? The ambassador to good times. That's ambassador of good times. So.
Good times ambassador.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So he's like our beer guru. And then my other son, Jeremy.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to need definitely some clarification on that because I can see this now.
Live music.
So, do we bring dollar bills or what?
Tristan's
just
our
live
beer guy.
Music and beer for now.
Yeah, just live music. You're going to work it slowly. We're going to progress. Let's see
it
how
is
that
a family restaurant, you know.
Okay. Some people say that about Hooters, but we won't go there.
So, and then Jeremy's been in the restaurant business for what, 14 years?
14, 15 years, yeah.
He worked with a competitor. Too. Yeah, no, he doesn't talk at all.
big talker. Yeah.
So he worked
I'm the operations guy.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, that explains everything. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So he worked for a competitor for a long time. We said Papa John's. He worked for them for a long time.
Okay.
And when I told him about this opportunity, he was like, hey, let's do this. It sounds great. So he was a GM for like 12 years.
Did he say all those words together at one time, or did it take a
– He tried.
He tried?
Yeah. That came out, you know, a few minutes apart. But.
Okay, that's right.
So he's our restaurant guy. Knows the business, knows the pizza business specifically. Gotcha. And this was something, a new opportunity for the family to have some fun. And we've enjoyed every second of it since we've been there. So
that's a plus.
Yeah.
That is seriously
absolutely.
A plus.
You know, it's, yeah. Everything has its trials and tribulations.
Oh, of course,
but,
of course.
I mean, it's a restaurant.
Yeah. So. But I mean, you know, that's it. I worked in restaurants years ago. And you know, especially during the busy time, the heat of the moment, you know, and you got to have thick skin. Because if you don't,
yeah.
You ain't going to make it past the beach. Exactly. Because, you know, afterwards, like, whew. Okay, I'm glad it's over. Let's go have a drink, you know. But yeah, and then especially now, family. Now, granted, you guys do either one of you still live at home?
No.
Okay,
we,
so
we
that,
both own our own houses.
Okay, so that makes it better. It's like okay, yeah, because you know how that gets. You know, you're all day long, and then you go back to the house,
no,
and there's
that
same
happen.
Face again.
Well, it is
with your wife. I'm sure that's okay though. Yeah. But yeah, that you know.
True, but they come over for dinner a lot, so we cook together for at least probably 4 days a week. I'd say.
Very cool. All right.
We do a lot of R&D at the house for sure. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we have a good time.
Now I'm going to go over to the pleasure guy.
She's fun time Tristan.
Yeah. Fun time Tristan. Right. Wow, that sounds like some kind of – never mind. All right.
This is a family show.
Yes, I know. What I want to ask, because you were talking and kind of lead, you say there's no, it's not a franchise per se. Or
it is a franchise.
Okay, it is a franchise.
Bought the franchise in March. I'm sorry, I didn't even go into
that.
No,
that's fine. The reason I'm asking is because you were talking to me about a couple like the wings, and then you mentioned about, you know, flavors.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm guessing, you know, you have, because you know how it is. Some franchises, I mean, it's cookie cutter. Papa John's, for instance, okay?
Yep.
You got to stick, you know, but. I'm guessing you guys, that you have freedom to...
They give us creative license.
There you go. Exactly.
So
okay.
As long as we let them know what's going on or it's not something that we bring in that's totally off the chain, they're good with that. I mean...
So if you guys did egg rolls, it probably wouldn't go real well.
Yeah. Well, you'd say Memorial Day. We did a special for Memorial Day, and I created a pulled pork barbecue pizza with a citrus slaw on top of it. So, obviously not on the menu, but
why
we ran it for the weekend.
Why?
Hey, we could talk to him about that.
I'm sorry.
It did
I'm
have
sorry. You got me going. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, you know. So, on that note, if I come over there, can I make a special order?
Oh, you get, yeah. If we have it in stock, we're going to make it.
Hot damn.
If
I'll
somebody asks for anything as long as we have it, then yes, we'll absolutely do it.
I will call Ed. So, that leads me back to you, sir.
All right.
Tell me more, okay, because you've you seem to be the creative one when it comes to, you know, coming up with flavors and making so.
Yeah, that's definitely what I enjoy.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more, and then tell me about that. The wings.
Well, we right now one of our biggest wings, not even on the menu, taking our lemon pepper wings and tossing them in one of our buffalo sauces, and that has really blown up recently. We just took them out to. A little preview of the Taste of Hall County,
cool.
Which we are nominated in multiple categories.
Best
Sweet.
Of Hall County.
Best
I'll
of Hall
you.
County, sorry.
Good.
And that was definitely the big hit out of the wings there as well, the lemon pepper hot wings.
That's awesome. And then you mentioned the other ones sitting over there. You call them like the 2X.
Those are our 2X wings, which basically our wings are single X, double X, and triple X, and that would basically be our mild, medium, and hot sauce.
Okay, well, when I opened
it sounds a little worse. But.
Yeah, well, when I opened the box over there, my nose hairs were gone.
Oh, it's definitely got a little bit of kick to it.
You go, yeah, these little bottles of water ain't going to cut it.
Yeah, that's where the
gotta
flavor
have some milk.
Is.
That's the play, yeah.
Got to have some milk, which we have in stock. So.
Okay, gotcha. What else have you got coming up that you're thinking about doing?
Well, one thing I'm really excited about, and I've been doing some research and development with recently, we are lucky to be neighbors with Left Nut Brewing, and I
like that he says it with a straight face.
Yeah, they're great guys over there, and they have some great beer. But I'm working on using some of their beers seasonally in incorporating them into menu items. So I'm working on using one of their fall beers right now, worked into a pizza recipe.
Okay. All right. So it's like when, you know, beer battered, you know, chicken or something like this is beer,
beer
infused.
Beer infused pizza.
Beer Absolutely. Infused there pizza. Okay.
And if it goes like over it. Well, everything turns out well, it's something that it would be great to do seasonally as they're putting out seasonal beers. Come up with a new recipe using the different flavors.
That's pretty cool. And again, it goes back to, even though it's a franchise, you have that ability to really, because, you know, some places, again, you know, you can't be creative.
Right.
You know, because.
And we like to focus on local too. We switched all of our produce over to a local supplier in Gainesville when we took over the restaurant.
That's cool.
We like to carry a lot of local beers in the restaurant as well, and having Left Nut a mile down the street from us, it just
you like that name, do you?
Then you say a mile down the street, I'm going that would never mind.
it's nice to be able to
no, not necessarily.
It's nice to be able to work with people close to us.
Definitely
collaborate
with
them, help each other grow.
Well, you want to stay local, you know. I mean,
build
you
the community.
Help, exactly, you got to stay local. Do you know whatever you can within it, and that too. Again, you have that freedom to do so. So, honestly, until you said it, I had no idea that it was a franchise.
Yep.
So, but you guys, you know, you're not perceived as that. You know,
I would hope not.
Well, no, I mean, because it just doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and most people don't know that either.
Exactly.
I meet a lot of people.
They do know.
Oh, I had no idea that there was another Amici. I had no idea there was an Amici in Gainesville or Conyers. People just had no idea that there was more than one. They had found that one they had gone to for so long, fell in love with it, and then moved off somewhere else. And
yeah, Amici's got a
25 year. Eat it still.
Yeah, they got a 25 year history. So they got. They got a lot of crazed followers that are really, really dedicated to the brand.
Oh,
I mean the food is fantastic, and it's a great core program.
Right.
That we're really happy to be involved with. So it's kind of cool. But again, back to our produce. I mean, our local produce company is one block from us, Lanier Produce, and whenever we need. Call them, they bring it right to us. So
yeah,
it's cool.
You got your Left Nut a mile away, and you got your produce around the corner.
Keep it at the community.
There you go, yes. And the silent one over here is...
Hello.
Hi. you're the glue, from what I'm gathering. You know, you have that background. You kind of, you know, you let Tristan go crazy with his... thoughts and his, you know, beers and his flavors and all that, but you kind of keep the reins and kind of, you know, you're the thinker.
Yeah, I'm the operations guy, so I'm the nice guy and the mean guy depending on the day. Responsible for the hiring and firing, fortunately and unfortunately. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's something that I've done for a long time. It's kind of one of those things where you love it or you hate it, Fortunately, I
not a gray area with that one.
Right, right. Yeah. But yeah, it's day-to-day operations. I love being involved in customer service. Always have. So it's just kind of one of those things that's fortunately right up my alley.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, you know, again, keeping it in the family. So now, when you guys lead the restaurant, when you have your family gatherings at, you know, at your house, do you kind of keep the business part out?
We try to keep it separated, but we also, that's the time where the thoughts run crazy.
Oh, yeah,
and we
the
come
creative
up with,
juices start flowing.
Absolutely.
The hardest part is keeping all the paperwork off the dining room table so we can actually eat at night.
Yeah, right now with my foot in the boot, my office is on the dining room table, so it makes it a little rough to eat. But,
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why they have those little tray tables. Believe me, especially guys, we can find, you know, we can make it work.
Oh, yeah.
So you'd mentioned, and we were talking before a little bit, I guess entertainment. What do you got? You guys got some stuff going
well,
on?
Well, we've
and like promotions and what, you know.
We've recently suspended our live music just briefly. We're about to get that back up and going.
Okay.
But we've been doing live music one night a week. We also offer poker, two nights a week?
Yeah, okay. Monday nights and Saturday afternoons.
All right, hear that, poker players, Monday nights and Saturday afternoons.
Yeah, Monday nights seem to be a big hit.
We
draw a pretty good crowd, 30 to 40 to play on Monday nights.
Cool.
And if you've been to our restaurant, it's not humongous.
Yeah.
So it's I mean it's fun. I mean there
people get really close to each other and get to know you, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we also bingo on Sunday nights.
Sweet.
Bingo was huge until school started back up. You had to come early to get a table to actually be able to play.
Wow.
Because it was so busy. It slowed down a little bit.
People love bingo.
Oh, and I want to make it very clear, it's not for old people alone.
Absolutely
no, it's
not.
For all right? All ages.
I mean, yes. I mean, I played it when I was – now I'm old so I can get away with it better. But when I was younger, I did it. So, yes, it's actually kind of fun. You know, the yelling – you get – I don't know if you guys – I've been to places where they have the bingo, and you see these ladies, they've got multicolored.
Absolutely.
You got that?
Yeah, we have a few of those.
They have their own set. I mean, yeah. It's what they live for.
Oh yeah,
but it's funny too because
it's like
we still
slow
have
auction.
The.
Yeah. It really is. People are focused in there.
Yeah. I mean, we have 20 somethings in there that come in to play, and it's weird.
That's pretty cool.
It's kind of weird seeing a 20-year-olds being so crazy about bingo. I was like, I heard two girls, young girls in their early 20s, talking about it at my other job. I started talking about bingo, and they were like, we love bingo. And I was like, what? and so, I mean, I was like, you really like, oh, yeah, we play it all the time. Cool. Something
it's
we need
like
to bring in.
Shuffleboard. You don't really want it. No. You're younger. You don't want to bring it up.
Oh, no. Yeah, but it's funny. There's a wide variety of age people that come to play. It's for everybody.
And especially, usually it's at one of these halls. And so you guys actually have it at the restaurant, which I think is even cooler because, you know, you can have –
family,
you're
eat
left
food.
Nut.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's right.
Family, come, you know, bring your family and eat some food, and dad and mom can drink a few beers while they're there.
Yeah.
And we also give away store cash prizes. So
that was
everybody
my next question.
Food.
Yes, and it's appropriate that you're the one that brought that one up.
I have a limited knowledge, but
okay.
So when he does speak, he says the important stuff.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Few words.
Yes. Kind of like you, Dre.
Kind of like me.
Kind of like exactly. You. Yeah. You just out of nowhere, boom. It's scary when you got a guy sitting behind a wall and he's got a mic in his hand. You never know what the heck's gonna happen. I got the bingo thing. Now, is it going on right now? Or
yeah.
Okay. And what nights?
Sundays
is that?
At 6 o'clock.
Sunday nights at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. And go to you go to your website and you have it all on there.
Correct. Yeah, we have a calendar
site,
posted.
Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. And yes.
Yeah, Facebook it boosts every I don't know probably 3-4 days a week I would imagine, and it's a consistent boost. So you should be able to find it on our Facebook page.
So you
page.
Young closet bingo players, this is where you go.
Listen, it only runs about an hour and a half. It may be appealing to some people, but he does play a great. Pink Floyd background music.
Oh, very
only
nice.
Pink
Floyd. If you don't like
only.
Pink Floyd,
yeah. Animals, Echoes, yeah, he plays the good stuff.
Yeah. Pink Floyd bingo.
My point proven. See?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Exactly. Yes, yes, he does.
We asked him, what kind of, do you mind playing something else? And he's like, nope. It's Pink Floyd or nothing.
Wow.
It was like, cool.
Man, which I'm completely fine with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Man's set in his ways. You got to like that. You know, a lot of us are like that at a certain point.
Yeah, he's a character for sure, too.
Wow, that's cool. Well, hey, folks, I want to again remind you we're here with the gentleman from Amici's. Yes, I called you gentleman. Enjoy that. And the show Shut Up and Eat is brought to you by Choices to You. We are your local restaurant delivery service. And, yes, we do work with Amici's, in case you didn't quite figure that out yet. And the food that we're talking about, you can have that delivered by us right to your home. Obviously, you know, the restrictions of the area. But at the same time, you can go there. You can go. You can play poker. You can go there. You can play bingo. What was the other one?
Live music. And live music. Back up
when
soon.
Does it start?
We don't have an exact, you know, exact date on it.
All right. So, folks, like them on Facebook. Check out their website, and they'll be letting you know. So, as far as, okay, you got, now, are you all from this area? I mean, where?
More or less. Yeah,
more or less?
Atlanta, okay. Buford, I mean, just.
Okay, okay.
We grew Buford, up in Sugar Buford.
Right. Yeah?
The old man over here grew up in Tucker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back when there was nothing there.
I'm closer. Do you want me to kind of like stretch? Oh, boom. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we moved to Buford like in 91 when there was nothing there.
I moved here just around the Olympics, and I can remember coming, if you were coming from downtown or close to it, once you got to like Jimmy Carter, just straight shot. You go, boom. Yeah. Now you get past Jimmy Carter, you're still going.
Good luck.
Yeah, it doesn't work. So you got, now you're up in that area, in the Gainesville area.
We are. We're on Atlanta Highway, like at the other end of Atlanta Highway, right next to 985. We're like a stone's throw from North Georgia, University of North Georgia. They're right behind us.
Okay.
We're at 2550 Atlanta Highway, and we're actually a Gainesville address, but we sit right on the Oakwood line. So it's pretty close to.
Which is, again, why we were able to get with you guys, because you were right there. Yeah. So.
Very southeast Gainesville.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
For all the golfers, we're right across the street from Chicopee Woods. So
okay.
If you're golfing, come by and see us.
See,
or if you're mountain biking at Chicopee Woods Bike Trail.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's a lot of cool stuff around us that a lot of people don't know about. Alachee Nature Center's right across the street. So Left Nut Brewery right up. I keep coming back to the brewery. So.
I want them to open a Right Nut Brewery on the by the other way.
Wouldn't that be good? Yeah, I think that one was lost. That's why it's called Left Nut. I think the Right Nut's gone.
Oh
yeah,
my
the
gosh.
Slogan is hold on to the one that you've got left.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah,
literally. Oh man, I tell you what, those guys are marketing geniuses. And if the beer's good, it's even better.
Oh, the beer's fantastic, and they're such nice people.
Yeah,
yeah. Cool. The owners are great, Pap and Mirva. They're awesome.
So, you know what? Now this is. The first time you're on the show,
mm-hmm.
we have what we'll do is maybe next year we'll look at and get them in here too.
Oh, that sounds,
I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
He would really like that.
I would love to. Sure. That'd be awesome. Yeah. That'd be awesome because you bring food, they'll bring beer.
There you go.
I'm gonna call a taxi.
A nice little lunch we'll have.
Yeah, we might be here a while.
We're gonna cancel the schedule or anything after your show that day.
Exactly.
It'll be glorious.
Yes. Now, again, this is live right now, but as you know, it does go on podcast, so it's. So what are you guys? We're coming up to the holiday season, okay, and beyond. Is there anything you guys are doing that we want to make sure people know about?
Well, we're involved with the City of Flowery Branch and Lake Lanier Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Okay,
they do a block party in the City of Flowery Branch once a month. So that's one of the events we have coming up is they have a Christmas-themed block party coming up on November 30th.
Okay.
And those are a blast.
We
have a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot and, of food, drinks. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of a fair-style thing, something for all ages. So it's a good time.
Yeah. And going on right now, like I mentioned before, Best of Hall County 2019. We are nominated in numerous categories, best hot wing, best pizza, best Italian restaurant, and you can go on there and register and vote once every 24 hours until the end of the month. For
hint, plug, hint, hint,
plug.
Plug,
for, yeah. That's right. Amici Gainesville.
Yeah, that's right.
If you have any problems, just go to our Facebook page and let us know, and we'll make sure we help you out.
That's right.
And like us while you're there.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go. So Amici's.
Instagram also.
Oh, there you go. So you got Amici's, which, you know, it's not just Italian.
No, it's really not.
There was a sandwich over there. Tell me about that sandwich.
That's our chicken caprese sandwich. Actually, Jeremy could tell you a good bit about that.
Yeah, well, yeah, he talks too much already.
When it comes to food, he can hone right in.
Yeah, it comes on a fantastic Tolera roll. It's kind of like ciabatta bread. It's our grilled chicken that we marinate in-house.
In beer?
Not in beer. Not
yet. Just checking.
Coming soon. But then we top it with fresh mozzarella, fresh sliced tomatoes, basil, and your choice of dressing on top, normally a balsamic reduction. It's fantastic. It's great seller.
So in other words, that's my lunch sitting over there waiting for me.
Exactly. Yeah, we do like all our soups are homemade.
Okay.
You know, time, painstaking preparation for them. I mean,
everything's homemade.
Yeah, everything's homemade.
Pizza dough every day.
It's worth it, though.
It really is.
It's fantastic.
I mean, that's what Amici's concentrates on, is everything fresh, made to order. It's not a it's not a fast food restaurant. So, I mean, if you got 15 minutes to come in for lunch, then call us and order it ahead if you want to come pick it up. I mean, we do takeout. We do delivery. And it's not fast food by any means. It's homemade and really, really good food.
Pretty much everything that could be made in-house is made in-house. I mean, down to the pizza sauce and marinara sauce, all hand-mixed in-house.
That's important. That's important.
Yeah. Some places. Dough every morning.
Dough made in-house. Yeah.
I mean, not to mention names where you used to work, but that was not.
Yeah.
I can say, because I actually worked there myself. I did delivery way back when Domino's was 30 minutes fast or free.
Right, right.
When they first came out.
Yeah, that was a disaster.
Oh, that was oh, man. There was times these guys just grabbed the food. You made us by a minute. I'm like. So, I'm glad. Yeah, that, oh, man, it was
not terrible. Not to mention the accidents that probably happened.
Yes. I was gonna say, it was crazy. It was. That's why they had to stop doing that. So, again, and your wife, who's also very big part of this.
Absolutely.
Who could not be here because at least one of you had to stay
She's the money. She's the money lady.
She's the money lady.
She says you can't spend any more money. Or, we need to spend more money here in advertising or whatever. She's very involved when it comes to that.
So is that where her and Jeremy go have conversation behind closed doors? Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take
Actually, they're on the same page most of the time. It's me and Tristan that are like, let's do this. Let's do that. Yeah. Come on. And they're like, rein us in.
Let's throw a music festival in the parking lot.
Exactly. Yeah. So that, I mean, then we do have plans for that in the spring.
I like that.
A killer block party.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, okay, you hear that, guys? Keep listening and keep watching, because a big block party at Amici's, that would be
beer truck, food, live entertainment all day. It's bouncy house for the kids. It's going to be a family fun day.
Yeah. Excuse me, did you say beer truck?
Beer truck.
I was going to say he had me a beer truck.
I mean,
where they?
I mean,
there's a reason that was the first thing out of his
See, even he can say the smart stuff.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can, you know. But we do, right, we just started a special. We do $3 domestic drafts every day, all day. And we just added another domestic, which is Miller Lite. So that's a fan favorite.
I mean, it's not as popular as it used to be.
No.
You know, I actually worked in the beer business back in the 80s. Now I'm going to really age myself. part of the 90s. And, I mean, it was back then you had, you know, Budweiser fighting Miller, and Coors was kind of like, you know, and I worked for both companies at different times. And now, oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, we had shirts that we had the patches of the different beers that we sold. Mm-hmm. If I was to do that now, I'd be patched from head to toe. It's nuts because they got so many.
Eat your heart out, Girl Scouts.
Because you got so many of them. So how many taps do you guys have total?
We've got 11 drafts in total between draft, bottles, and cans with crafts and domestics. I think we're pushing right around 50 different varieties.
That's all.
55.
Hey, it's growing all the time.
Space is an issue.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Now
We added splits. One of our beer vendors was nice enough to add splits for us, so we started out with 7.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Now, is it only beer, and I'm guessing wine?
Beer and wine.
Okay, beer and, okay. All right, just make so you guys know.
We have to keep the poker players under control, you know.
So, all right.
Yeah, it's easiest way to do that.
Just beer and wine. Yeah, right. So if I want to bring, you know, I just got to bring my own bottle and just kind of put in my... Just kidding.
What you do in the parking lot, sure. Business.
Hey, we've also managed to come up with some very interesting wine-based mixed drinks to keep those people happy. We did some fresh fruit frozen froze through the summertime.
It was crazy.
Using all fresh local fruit, people love that.
Wow, that's cool. You can do a lot of different things with the wines.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mojitos. Sangrias.
And a lot of times you don't tell them, they don't know.
Always trying to keep it fresh in there.
One time we made pretty close to a margarita on accident, but it was actually really good. So
I was going for the mojito.
It's amazing what you can come up with.
And after a few of them, they're good anyway. They get better as you go.
Yeah. So Google is a wonder.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Okay, so real quick, give me the website.
It is Amici. You caught me in one of my brain moments. It's amichicafe.com.
We're the Gainesville location.
Neither one of your kids even came into your rescue. They just left you hanging, man.
They had blank faces like me.
Well, I don't use websites too often, but on Facebook and Instagram, you can find us at Amici Gainesville.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, there you go. Way to come back in there. I'm looking. Okay, I've never done that before.
It's amici-cafe.com.
Okay, and then now do you have Twitter?
We don't really actively do Twitter too much. It's Instagram and Facebook all the time, and I'm a novice poster, and that's kind of what I've jumped into with both feet. So I try. So
I know how to turn my computer on and how to get on emails. Yeah. I know how to go on. I won't mention what the sites I know of, but that's it. And your address is
2550 Atlanta Highway, Gainesville, Georgia 30504.
Which is like right there on the cusp of Oakwood.
It is.
Right.
The Oakwood sign is right in our parking lot.
So if you've been chased by Gainesville police, just jump across the road and you're fine.
Yeah.
they have some jurisdictional issues right there. So
I guess.
Yeah, we're right next. We're in a strip mall with three other businesses.
The four other.
Four other.
Yes.
It's signs by Tomorrow.
Staffing, Edge. Karate.
Yeah, there's Edge Karate, and then Department of Labor's right next to us for reference points.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
go in there, Department of Labor, find out about a job, and then go have some food.
Exactly.
Right. And your hours, what do you got? You're open what time to what time, Monday through Friday?
Right now, Monday through Thursday is 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and then Friday, Saturday is 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and then on Sunday is 12 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay. You got, forgive me, like I said, I stopped in there one time, the TVs, you got some TVs in there, right?
Seven big screen TVs, and we do all kind of sports, but football season,
exactly.
It's going, and it's pretty loud, and it's fun.
There you go. I had to make sure I threw that part out.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, hey, guys, this has been great.
Okay. Had a blast.
This has been
a lot of
fun.
Thanks for having us.
I'm glad. And now, because, again, that food's looking at me, and I know Trey is considering going back for more, but I'm going to beat you to it. It is time to shut up and eat.